be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter from us, as that the day of the Lord is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there shall come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Oh, now we've got a new thing that has happened. There's some of us here in the kingdom of God that have fallen away. They're not the Jews. They're not the Gentiles. These are apostate brethren. And as he comes down to describe them in this chapter, look what he says in verses 10 and following. That they were all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they might believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Did it make any difference what you believed once you'd been baptized? Did it make any difference what you'd been taught, what you practiced once you were baptized? You know, we have this present doctrine that once in grace, always in grace. Did they think that once in grace, always? No. There was this group of people that walked away from the truth. And he says they're going to be damned. They're going to perish, just like these are going to perish, and these are going to perish. The saints of God, the kingdom of God, are the ones that are going to be saved, but all of these are going to lose their soul. And so as you follow along in the exhortation that is here, you have him exhorting them, you hold fast to the truth that has been presented to us. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or by our epistle, to keep themselves from being deceived and becoming a part of that group. They had to hold fast to what was written in the word. And then he comes down in chapter 3 and verse 6. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. We've got to hold fast what has been revealed in God's word. And if you don't hold fast, they are to be withdrawn from. We command you, brethren, in the name of Jesus Christ, to withdraw yourself from that group of people that won't hold fast to the traditions that are given. And as you come down in verse 14, and if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, in order that he might be ashamed. Now, that's the summation of evidence of 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians. And that group of people that were formed from the preaching of the apostles in the first century became known as the kingdom of God, the church of God, the church of Christ. And we could use some other terms in scripture that are used to describe them. But let's summarize what they thought about themselves. They thought that the gospel which they had was offered to every man under heaven. It wasn't the personal property of the Jews. It could be preached to Gentiles as well. And yet it was conditionally received. Except you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, not over here in idolatry, not over here in Judaism, not over here in false doctrine. No man can come to the Father except by me. That's what they thought. Now, they were defining themselves. But they weren't just defining themselves by who were not. I say it like that because some people say, you people over at the Church of Christ, you just defined yourselves. We don't use instrumental music. You don't have special holy days like Easter. They weren't just defining themselves by what they were not. They were the kingdom of God. That's what they were. They were not legalists when they said this about themselves. You know, whenever I talk about the proper worship that is being offered and how there's no authority in Scripture for instrumental music, people say, well, you're just a bunch of legalists. Well, was that group in the first century a bunch of legalists that thought you couldn't go to heaven if you worshiped an idol? They weren't legalists. They were trying to follow the teaching of King Jesus. They believed that a person became a citizen of the kingdom by being born again. And that those had not been born again were outside of that kingdom without hope and facing everlasting damnation. And that's exactly why they had a mission to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. My loved one that I have that hasn't yet obeyed the gospel, he needs to hear the gospel or he's going to be lost. That's what motivated them to evangelism in the first century. Jesus was in the one who established this kingdom. When Peter made the confession upon this rock, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus replied, upon this rock, this foundation to believe that Jesus is the